Ilya Petrenko and RT America host Ed Schultz now assessing how the establishment's golden girl fell at the finish.
In the world of Hillary Clinton, it was decided long before November 8th who's going to get the White House after Barack Obama. And I tell you what, her world is huge. Did you see many or any pre-election polls that favored Donald Trump? Month after month, essentially, all the media said was Hillary's winning. And even the day before the vote, the editors of Newsweek were still inhabiting Planet Clinton with this Madam President cover, which they had to recall when reality struck. Some 125,000 copies, no less. The creators of South Park were also living in Clinton land. Their pre-recorded post-election episode also had her win it. They had to rush and change it to this.
The world is in a bit of a shock. We're sure this is for real, right?
What have you done?
And then at the center of the Clinton verse was Hillary herself, who never even for a moment stopped to consider the possibility that non-Clinton worlds existed. They had everything ready for a huge party, including loaded fireworks machines. Last week, to the surprise of many, many people, we learned that Planet Clinton was just a myth. Let's ask RT America's Ed Schultz, who knows Hillary personally, if he thinks that Mrs. Clinton still believes it herself. Ed, hello. Thank you so much for joining us. So who was it that created the world of Clinton? Was it her campaign chiefs? Was it maybe Bill or anyone else?
Well, I think that there was a lot of people that contributed to that. The world of Hillary is one of power and influence. And the world of Hillary is global. And there's a lot of factors that play into her success over the years. And it is amazing that she's not president of the United States with all the resources globally that they were able to put together. I find it's a bigger story that she's not president than it is Donald Trump being president, considering the world of Hillary.